The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Gruber, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair. Welcome to SEC Pigskin Picks. I'm Professor Thorndike Sinclair, and joining me by telephone is Coach Billy Jack Hoover. Coach, it's Halloween, and you're not in the studio. I'm concerned.
Oh, nothing to be concerned about, Professor. I just finished up with what you might call my special Halloween trick. Last 19 years in a row, slackers have toilet papered my yard, but not this year. I fortified the whole place with an electric fence. The Green Berets couldn't get in here. I didn't even make a gate. All right, I'll be down there in a minute.
You didn't make a gate, Coach? How are you going to get out?
No, I didn't think of that.
This should be good. I've been waiting on this moment for a long time. Well, Coach, it looks like you're going to have to power through. Bust through like it's fourth and goal on the one, and the state championship is on the line. We're calling your number, Billy Jack Hoover. Are you going to score, or are you going to let us down like some slacker who's never going to amount to anything in his life?
Down, set, hut, hut, hur,
hur. That was easier than I thought. While we're waiting on Coach to get here, I'll talk about Mississippi State and South Carolina. We could call this the battle of teams who didn't live up to their expectations for 2013. Dan Mullen's Bulldogs have limped through October, but things got better last Thursday night when they got their first SEC win beating Kentucky. In that performance, Dak Prescott had one of his best outings, a 268-yard performance. Over in Columbia, South Carolina is happy to be back home after traveling to Missouri last weekend. That game turned out to be one of the bright spots of the season. I'm looking for South Carolina to take care of business against Mississippi State. And talking about taking care of business, Coach Billy Jack Hoover just came through the door. Coach, is something wrong?
No, are you kidding? What could be wrong? That ain't singed hair you're smelling. This ain't a hole burnt through my britches. And my shoes are not still smoking. Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to pick some football games. Auburn will beat Arkansas. Kentucky will get a slacker win over Alabama State. In another slacker contest, Texas A&M will upend UTEP. We pick Tennessee right every week this year, and we're going to up the ante by saying the Vols will upset Missouri. Now, when we come back from this break, we'll join Shelly Sizemore, who's on her way to Jacksonville, Florida, for this week's Slobber Knocker Game of the Week.
Let's see. Bacon, sweet tea, official Beaver Dam clothing. Yes, those are a few of my favorite things, especially the clothes. Of course, you can always go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop. And if you live close to Cleveland, Tennessee, you can get the same tank tops and t-shirts at Lee's Used Books and Media, right there at 204 Grove Avenue behind Save-A-Lot. Just tell them Shelley Sizemore sent you. Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
Welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks. We're joined now by Miss Shelley Sizemore, who's on her way to Jacksonville, Florida for the Slobber Knocker Game of the Week, Georgia and Florida. Shelley, what are you doing?
Right now, I'm taking pictures of your house. Everybody in town's here. There's a bonfire.
What?
The Boy Scouts are parking cars for donations. I'll bet there are 1,000 rolls of toilet tissue hanging from your trees. And look at all these wrappers. Charmin, Cottonelle, Quilted Northern. There's no generic stuff here. The economy must be improving, Coach. Don't you feel like you're helping?
You mean the electric fence didn't get them?
Nope. I heard somebody broke through it, and when they did, it must have unplugged it by accident. Everybody just walked in. Coach? 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 Oh, he must be busy. I'll give myself the cue. Talk about the game, Shelley. Well,
Every year, Florida and Georgia play in Jacksonville in what's called the world's largest cocktail party. But it hasn't been a partying season for either team. Both have fallen short of expectation due to costly injuries and just overall bad luck. But this is college football, and sometimes just the pageantry and the tradition are enough. Okay, nah, I don't believe that either. Sorry, Gator fans, but we gotta pick Georgia. Coach? Coach? Where is he? Well, I guess I'll take us out. Thanks for listening to SEC Pigskin Picks. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Sizemore and follow Coach at Coach Billy J. Coach, how'd you get here so fast? What are you doing? Oh, ouch. That's gotta hurt. Uh-oh, here come the police. This has turned into a real live haunted house. I just love Halloween. May you all be safe out there trick-or-treating.
Spank you where your mama will recognize you. You get out of here, you slackers.
This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.